Hey, so I heard you were at the TT, Gordy.
Yes, I was at the TT camping, actually.
What's the TT?
Well, you have the motor races, right?
In?
Assen. Ah. I wasn't there. I was on the TT camping. It's like a meadow with tents, and that's it. And I drove on a scooter, very drunk. My parents are in the room today.
I'm going to Rockbergte tomorrow.
That sounds like also a lot of fun.
Maybe a little difference here.
Oh, very different.
Fip!
Very nice. Yeah. So, Faka, everyone.
Yes.
Dutch. So... Like we already said, we're in Vera this time. We're live.
Did we say that?
We're in Vera. Very excited to be here today. Yes. This is our first live show.
Yes.
It's my final show.
Yes. But another first. It's also our first show in English.
So many firsts, so many lasts. I love it. And so today we're going to watch After Hours by Martin Scorsese. Like we said, first going to do a little podcast. And we have a little bit of a theme today.
A little bit of a theme.
Well, we have a theme. and it's, yeah, fever dreams, I guess that's the correct English.
Works better in English.
It works way better in English. Yeah. I asked it on ChatGPT today in Dutch. Didn't work very well. so how would you describe our theme for today, Data?
Well, I don't know. Has anybody ever really had a fever dream here in the audience? Yeah, yeah. Because I always have like fever dreams that feel like it's usually something to do with somebody chasing me. Like it's either running, or I had one time that I had like a cluster migraine, and every night I had to do a mission in my sleep related to something that I did during the day. So when I watched Heel Holland Bakt, I had to make pies, and it failed miserably, just absolutely miserably. And then a day later, I watched Wizard of Oz. It was like a very mild migraine, so I could still watch some things. But I watched Wizard of Oz, and then that night, I had to build Disney castles. And I got a little better, but I still didn't. And then the third night, I finally like got the missions right. I don't know if somebody recognizes something like that. Yeah. No? Very good to know I'm the only one.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit like my dreams are usually quite weird. But then a fever dream is like it's a little bit more... Like scary as well, I guess you could say. A little bit more hallucinating.
Yeah, within films, I would say always that you have these fever dream films, and we're going to get to some in a minute. Also, one still playing in cinemas right now. And they usually do not really feel like very scary nightmares to me. They're usually more to do with frustration. But that's maybe personal. That's how I interpreted this theme. Yeah.
Good for you, Data.
Well, so let's get down to business.
Love it, baby. Yeah. So we both brought a little movie today to discuss.
Just a little movie. Why didn't bring a little movie?
No, you brought a big movie.
Huge movie.
I haven't watched this movie that you brought.
No. Going to start with that one?
We're going to start with that one. Maybe first show the clip, and then it'll sort of speak for itself, I hope.
Yes.
This is our kitchen. Yes. Look at it. Very beautiful. This one.
Yes.
Hi, Carrot. It's Mom. I'm just calling to say that I'm so, so, so excited to see you tomorrow.
Joseph!
You're my angel, and I love you. Okay. I love you. Okay, bye, sweetie. I love you.
Listen to your mother when I tell you to not be my wife.
Hello? Could please see this one? Excuse me, what is that man doing?
I'm trying to give him the jump.
Thank you. me.
You?
Get away.
You look like a minestrone man.
Stay away.
It's hot.
Jeez, we're running low on crackers.
Well, there was a little clip from Beau's Afraid. I don't know who of you has seen it already. I know that, yeah. Okay, nice. What are your feelings about it? Do you like the film? Don't you? Because, I mean, every time I have now seen this little clip that we just played, a very visual clip, like three times only, but every time I do see a little bit something new in there, I just saw like a brothel called Erectus Ejectus, and I mean, it's full of little details. I also, just like when watching the movie in cinemas, I was the only one laughing at the corpse, so that's probably something we're there, but hey, let's get over on that. Yeah,
I think that says more about you than it says about the movie.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so this is to me really a prime example of a fever dream, although I heard somebody from, Caroline from cinema call it really a psychosis, which is even a better description, I should say. But it's 3 hours of a panic attack, and it employs like something of a nightmarish logic. This doesn't feel like the real world in any way, and you pretty much from the get-go know.
He's
probably
yeah.
Exaggerating some things.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you watched it like in the cinema, right?
Yeah,
and you were the only one laughing.
Well, the first one to start laughing.
I mean, I get it. If you're gonna watch this on a big screen, you're a little bit confused the first couple of minutes, and you
but
don't know.
Also, it's
laugh.
Already really quite funny. Like something about the tone, just like it, I got it quite early on, and then like I had grumpy faces looking at me when I started laughing there, and then 10 minutes later, some people actually turned around and I got a little thumbs up because they were like, okay, now I see your point. I see where you're starting to laugh. It's a really nervish laugh. It's like a little bit of a shriek. It's I don't know. You want to get to the end of it. But to me, this movie, it's Ari Aster's third film. I've never seen a film by him before. I have to admit, even though I make a film podcast, that's
happens.
A big gap in my knowledge. I saw this, it's clearly very personal, very idiosyncratic, very, I can imagine that some people find this absolutely, completely not watchable in any sense, that you don't have the patience for this or anything, and I can get that, I kind of did. But yeah, no. It felt to me, I had two weird comparisons for this movie. It felt to me like George Costanza from Seinfeld. Like we're watching a hyperbolized version. Here we're getting into some English issues. Yeah? And a hyperbolized version of George Costanza, who is even more of a hypochondriac and somewhat of a narcissist in a way, although he clearly doesn't know it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's such a difficult character. But then it's George Costanza, the movie, as directed by later year Fellini. I don't know if anybody has seen Satyricon, but some sections actually really matched it. And Satyricon by Fellini is by far and away the weirdest film that I've ever seen. And this came very close to it, actually.
Can I ask maybe a very stupid question?
Yes.
Does it have anything of a plot? Does any storyline whatsoever?
Well, it lasts 3 hours.
Yeah, so I hope it does. But
yes. Okay. Well, it's essentially about a guy who has to visit his mom. And he's terrified of it, so he starts making up excuses. Although some of these excuses appear to be outside phenomena that affect him, instead of him affecting the phenomena that he uses as excuses. So you already see like a double thing going on. And he's terrified of everything. And that's, yeah, well, hey, he's Bo and he's afraid. Those are the two main things, actually. I mean, it's all in the title.
Not a very original title.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a weird film. I don't consider this to be the best film of the year, but I mean, I will definitely not forget it.
Yeah, it'll stick with you.
Yeah.
And it's a good example of our theme.
Very much a fever dream in ways, yeah. He also gets like run after the entire film through. So yeah, he's on the run, yeah. What did you bring?
Well, I think some people may already know the movie that I brought because it was on the screen for a very... But I know there are some people in the audience who don't know, but that... Julia Fox, tell us the title.
Would you... Because everyone's like, would you consider yourself Ye's muse? Yeah, a little. Maybe.
What does it even mean? To no one that's ever been... Because I remember you were like, this is not the first time that I... What is a muse?
I mean, I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Jams.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, things like that.
Uncut Jams. I can't do it as good as she does.
Uncut Jams.
Yeah, this was a good meme for a while. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I brought Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
I mean, we thought about it together. But
yeah.
Because this movie, well, it does have a plot, so thank God. Well, a little bit more than a plot than Beau is Afraid sounds.
No, both. No. Equally so.
Okay, akkoord.
Tell us.
It's about it's with Adam Sandler, and well, usually he is in a very stupid rom-com with Jennifer Aniston, but this is his best role so far, and with Julia Fox, and he plays a, I can't say this word in English, jeweler.
Oh yeah, jeweler.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dealer in New York, and he's addicted to gambling, and then he gets this big diamond and he sort of tries to set it and a lot of stuff happens. It's very stressful to watch.
Yeah, and one of the most stressful movies that I've ever seen.
And it's...
In a good way though, I mean, it's incredible.
Well, I got very nervous while watching it, to be honest. And it just kept on going and going, and it was stressful and stressful and stressful, and it was...
Also, the movie is almost shot with like very long lenses, so you... get the feeling that the walls are really next to the person. It's a very cramped space, but also it is an actual cramped space that they're using long lenses, so it's incredibly hard to film those shots. And some of the shots, especially in the jewelry store where all the characters start talking like really through each other and start interrupting each other's sentences and everything, it's like a Robert Altman movie but on steroids, and it's very hard to watch. But it's like everybody in Gosford Park took a lot of cocaine and then made a movie.
That's a good description, actually.
Like, imagine Downton Abbey on coke or something like that. It's but then with jewelers and New York Jews and a very weird plot regarding an Ethiopian black diamond or something like
that.
You can see the universe in this.
And well, I mean, we just saw Julia Fox. I knew her beforehand. I didn't like first she had a thing with Kanye West, for the people who know.
It was after this, right?
Yeah, but I saw the movie after this.
Is this one?
No, it's not a Kardashian.
But we want to hear the jingle.
Oh, for sure.
Kardashian Bridge.
Yeah.
This is usually a segment on our podcast, for those of you who don't know. But there's no news in the Kardashian world, so...
But there is regarding Julia Fox and Ye. Just continue.
Oh,
just
well, they've broken up since then. He's remarried again. It's a whole thing. But nevertheless, I only knew her as the girl from Kanye West. And then I saw her in this movie, and it was a very big contrast. It was very confusing for me.
Yep.
Because she's actually good in this movie, and I did not expect that.
But it's also so weird when you see her in interviews and then you see her in a movie. Because in interviews, she just looks a little bit of a... Uncut Jams. I mean, what is she trying to prove? I don't know. And then when she does the same trick in a movie, you're absolutely absolved by it, and she can play very stupid characters very convincingly. Also with the type of stupidity that you can only play when you're actually a little bit smarter than that, I would say. It's such a weird contrast. And I've seen her doing so much incredible stuff. And then when you hear all the outside... Or all her private stories. I'm just not interested. Not interested at all.
But yeah, the movie is... God, it's stressful.
Yeah.
I think it's different. I mean, is Beau is Afraid, is that stressful? Because this is really stressful.
Beau is Afraid is as stressful as Uncut Jams. Uncut Jams has
Uncut Jams
is shorter, 2 hours and 10 minutes, something like that. And it's a really unrelenting pace. Beau is Afraid does have a segment in the middle where it at least slows down, although there are already some new stressful elements introduced there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we can move on, I think, right?
For sure. Oi.
Then we have a super vraag, ziet u.
We have a vraag, ziet u.
Caroline, can you join?
for again for those of you who don't know and who don't speak Dutch, a vraagstutu is a sort of segment that we do. Usually, either one of us prepares it.
Prepare.
Well, prepare.
It's a big word.
That's a very big word. But today, I have brought some movies somewhere. And then I have a very big question for you.
Okay.
Is it a
date of that film?
Oh, God. Hearing my voice out loud is terrible. But is it a data film or is it a date film?
Or both. Oh, wait.
Oh,
it's yes, not working.
Are we also going to do that with Uncut Gems and Bo is Afraid? Because I'd really
good
like to.
Question. Good question.
We can do it.
Bo is Afraid is a difficult one regarding a data film. Ooh, three mics is taking a lot on the system. Yes, this is better. Bo is Afraid is icky regarding a data film. I don't know how it will ripe over the years. A date film, definitely not. And Uncut Gems also, no date film. Although, I mean, I actually know a guy who took somebody to Uncut Gems on a date in cinema, which must be even more stressful because it's a Netflix release for those who don't know. He liked it, she didn't. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. What a sad story.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, if you have a date that could sit through that. Personally, I started Uncut Gems, but I couldn't finish it. I finish everything. There's very few movies that I
that
stopped.
Says a lot.
But I think your choice for like the fever dream movie, Uncut Gems, is perfect. I got a panic attack 20 minutes in, even though I was doing fine, and I had to stop it. So yeah, I don't know. If you want like a really extreme first date, I think it's great. I don't know. For Bo is Afraid, maybe if you both just escaped a mental institution.
I would never take somebody to Bo is Afraid on a date. With Uncut Gems, at least when I would be like, when you're dating somebody for a longer time and you know that you can do it, then sure. But I would never do that for Bo is Afraid. Never. Never. It's just a bad idea.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, then I have a question. Would you consider The Terminator a date or a data film?
Good question. I'm just recently watching the new Arnold documentary series on Netflix. So I'm getting to a new Arnold phase. And I do have to say that the first Terminator and the second one are very funny and very nice, very enjoyable. They're okay. I think maybe the second one is more of a data film. Definitely date films. Yeah, very good. Just like it's easy. You can also, if you're getting to a zone, then you can also just turn it off and it's okay.
That's
I mean, it's the Terminator. You know what's going to happen. So, yeah, sure.
Am I supposed to only comment on whether it's a date movie or can I also say if I think it's a date movie?
Go ahead, baby girl.
Yeah, she's the host. I mean,
oh, you're
do
the
your
host,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm not. Okay. Go, do your thing.
Yeah, I could totally picture that. I'm not really sure if it would go so well that you're analyzing the movie out loud, probably, while you're watching it. Or don't you do that?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, I'm just laughing and doing things.
Laughing at the Terminator.
Yes, the Terminator is very funny with the laser dot, and he says,
and
I'll be back. And
yeah,
I mean, it's very
Arnie's
funny.
Accent. Yeah, no, fair enough. I think it's perfect for a date. I mean, it's very popcorny, and just generally a good time.
Next one to one.
Well, this one is first for you, then Data can answer. The Holiday with Cameron Diaz.
Ooh. again, I'd say like it really depends on who are going on this date. But
I wouldn't take Data to watch The Holiday. He hates it. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think a lot of men hate it. I watched it over Christmas with a friend group, and five men in the group were all like, do we have to? And five women were all like, please, The Holiday. So I'd say for the average hetero date, probably not. But I don't know.
Straight date, no.
But there's that whole weird scene where it is unsure if Jude Law has or has not had sex with somebody while unconscious.
It's not unclear.
And it's a joke. And it's a weird, and all these weird moments, and it's so cringy. You can peel the cheese off the walls and everything. And I just don't, and no. There's cringe that I do like, and there's cringe that I don't like. And this is definitely not the cringe that I do.
I would like to point out that my father, who's straight, loves The Holiday. So, you know.
I didn't imply anything.
Just saying.
Personally, I don't think that scene is that ambiguous. And
No, he does say it, but I mean...
And it's an easy dream, you know? Like, a lot of people would love to go on a date with Jude Law, or Jack Black, or Cameron Dee.
Not
or
Jude Law in Kate that Winslet. Movie. He's very, very annoying.
But yes. Hot.
Yeah, very okay. Hot.
Moving on.
Okay. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, baby.
Most definitely.
Well, not the real data film. I mean, I don't get Star Wars too much. You know, it's time for a hot take, I think.
Oh, nay.
I think the best of the Star Wars movies to take a day to actually would be the new trilogy. And you would watch the last movie. You would realize that it is one of the stupidest decisions that could be ever made with the Palpatine business. But then they are a dyad in the Force. And to be honest, I think that's one of the most beautiful ideas from Star Wars. So I think that makes it a more date-worthy film.
I think they're extremely romantic, but I think you're completely wrong. Because any date looking at Adam Driver is not going to be interested in the date anymore. This is going to be like, this is the ultimate bad guy who actually has a lot of feelings and a chest that is somehow 2 meters wide. You cannot beat that.
Okay, I didn't think of that, no. No.
Good point. Right. Okay, a very easy one. I personally have not watched this movie, but Casablanca.
Oh, very nice. You have never seen Casablanca, right?
Like, you have a movie podcast.
No, I have watched it. It's just a stupid joke.
Yeah, sure. Although I would not take everybody on a date with that. I mean, if I were to date...
A guy?
I don't know if that's really the issue there, but like... If we were to take somebody who is only into hard techno, then no Casablanca, no. And just enough. Like it doesn't match, I think.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it's very definitely romantic. Data film
I mean,
as well.
It kind of depends on what kind of tone you want to set, but I think if you're going for romance, that's about the best you could do.
Then one movie I would consider one of the best date movies ever, it's Die Hard. Also the best Christmas movie ever.
The Christmas date. What more could you want?
Great exactly. Day movie. Great that. Yeah, sure.
We love
although
it.
That or The Predator. I'm still not sure which I think is better. Because one has Arnie. And Arnie is also a little bit laughably muscular. So it's not like with Adam Driver that you would... So... And I mean, he says things like stick around and get to the chopper. Mm-hmm. So...
Can I ask the audience something?
Yeah.
Who would like to date Arnold Schwarzenegger? Not for the money, but appearance-wise. Who would date Adam Driver? People are shy, but I feel like he's winning. Yeah.
You would date Adam Driver? You just said that you didn't care about Adam Driver.
Oh, no, I like Adam Driver. He's cute. Okay. He's very... But not too...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Great questions, Gonnie.
Well, thank you.
Do we have a possible fair, hip, top tip that we can derive from this? Or
Watch Casablanca. I think that was the best on a date.
Well, I also just want to remind everybody that you don't have to like the movie on a date. I mean, you can also find a possible shared... film of annoyance.
Yeah, but everyone likes
so
the
Star
vibe,
Wars:
so.
The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, just remind everybody, it's great. Just a little bit.
I mean, at least you wouldn't be focusing on the movie too much, which is ideal for a date. So
yeah,
that is true.
Yes. Well, shall I do the introduction then?
Yeah, we're gonna watch a movie. So
yes, we're gonna watch a movie. Everybody, I don't know if anybody has seen this movie, but this is my favorite Martin Scorsese movie. This is a real fever dream because he came from a place where he felt like he was in a Kafka novel. He tried to make a movie about Jesus from a adaptation of a very like controversial book from 1955. And he was already trying to do it for 10 years. Couldn't get it made. Every time the studio said yes and then no and yes and then no. And hold on, wait a minute. No. So that was the feeling that he got. He got so frustrated that he just started to make a film about his frustration. And the only language that he wants to tell you about, the only point that he's trying to making is, I'm making a film and I really can do it. And I think it actually makes it his best film. And I mean, it is a true fever dream. You're going to see in a minute why. After half an hour, there is a break, so you can get another drink. And then I think the only thing to say is, or do you want to do the whole cinema?
No, it's taken away.
We're at least here in Vera Cinema. Very nice. Every Tuesday, we play a movie that you hadn't thought of before. So please come and join again next week. We're only playing two more weeks before we stop for the summer. Next week, it's Papa Srapa, about a Russian noise musician with homemade equipment. And I mean, I saw the trailer. It's going to be very cool. So thank you for being here. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast as well. Yeah. Gaan wij nog wat doen?
Filmpje kijken.
Jij. Ik heb zo'n dolhoor soms.